Every good story, every good movie, every good book includes events. It includes storms and trials and tribulations. That's what draws us in. It's compelling. It's inspiring to learn about how the character prevails, how the character overcomes. Like, we all love a good story that includes an underdog, right? It pulls on our heartstrings. We're rooting for the underdog. I just wonder, if we know all of that, if we know what creates a good story, if we know what draws us in, if we know what keeps us reading the book to the end or finishing the movie until the end, then why is it then when storms come into our own lives, we are so quick to become discouraged and hopeless? Why do we allow this situation to become bigger than our God? We've got to change our perspective and stop viewing ourselves as a victim and start seeing the storm as an opportunity to become a victor. Nothing is wasted in the kingdom of God. God will use every single thing that we're up against, everything that we're going through. He'll use it and turn it around for good. He'll allow it to bring him glory in the kingdom. James chapter 1 verse 2 in the New Living Translation reads, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, then you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." If we read our Bible, it's story after story of people being tested. I mean, our Lord and Savior, God Himself, that had no sin, was tempted and tested beyond our imagination. But yet we still act surprised when storms come our way. We live in a weak society. We live in a victim society where the world tells us it's okay to sit around and have a pity party for ourselves, that it's okay to feel bad for ourselves, that it's okay to mope around and think that, you know, nothing is going to come good out of this, or that how are we going to potentially get out of this. The world tries to paint this picture that it's okay to sit in our own misery. Instead of putting on the armor of God and preparing for the battle, knowing that we're being prepared for something greater, that everything has a purpose, and that nothing is wasted in the kingdom. Instead of knowing that this just is another opportunity for God to show us His glory in every single situation. You know, if you're not uncomfortable in any area of your life, then you're not growing. You remain stagnant and unfulfilled. Everybody wants the prize, but nobody wants the process. We have to remember that storms and trials and tribulations are opportunities for God to show up. They're opportunities for God to show off. They're opportunities for us to grow and prepare us for something greater ahead. God knows the end from the beginning. He knows every single thing in between. He knows what storms and trials and tribulations and hardships that we're going to face. But guess what? He already knows how He's going to get us through them. He knows how He's going to prepare us for them. He knows that a blessing too soon is actually a curse because we're not prepared for the blessing. So many people that come into a large amount of money and inheritance, for example, are not prepared to manage that amount of money. Therefore, they go crazy and they begin to blow it on things that are of no substance because they're living right now in the current moment. They haven't been prepared to manage that money. They haven't given thought to where they should invest that money. And so before you know it, in a very short amount of time, all of that money is now gone because they were never prepared for how to handle it. You have to understand and trust God. And this is where complete faith and trust comes in. No matter how the situation may look, no matter how it may feel, no matter the news that you just received, that nothing comes as a surprise to our Lord and Savior. Nothing comes as a surprise to God. He already knows, and He already is giving us a way out of it. Now we need to surrender to Him and just let Him know, God, I don't know how I'm going to get through this, but You do. God, I can't see a way out, but You do. God, what is this trying to teach me? What are You revealing to me in this moment? How is this going to be building my character, God? Because I want to make sure that I'm a good steward, that I'm a good student in this moment, in this storm. Because I trust You, God. I know You're going to give me a way out of this situation. And glorify Him. Magnify Him. Get on your knees and pray and worship and just keep Him in the front of your mind, in the front of your heart. Stay focused on God. Don't allow your circumstance, your situation, the news, your feeling, your emotions to keep you dragging you astray from Christ. Remember who He is. Remember all the times He's pulled you through the impossible, and remain focused on Him. It is very critical in moments like this throughout our life that we do not forget who He is. That we do not forget that everything He has a purpose for. That He is an intentional God. Nothing is wasted in the kingdom of God. He will use everything for His glory. All you have to do is surrender.